seem to be working fine.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Both of them. Yeah.
Okay. I'll test it.
Sure,
this is Martika Sawin talking with Rudy Burkhardt on the 14th of January, 1993.
For rent signs in every block. And we lived in this loft, and then a little later I got married and lived across the street in the same block with Edith Strauss. And Edwin kept living there, and now, 55 years later or so, my son lives there. And most of the time it was illegal to live there.
So it was it's right near here, right near?
On 21st.
On 21st
yes.
Street.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And this is an interesting little item, believe it or not. When we got there, we got a telephone, and the number was Chelsea 25097, and the telephone number is still the same, except instead of Chelsea now it's 242-5097.
That's extraordinary.
The telephone number never changed in
this city that you would have that
all 50
all that
years.
Time.
Yeah.
So Denby yeah. had lived there all.
Yeah,
the,
he lived there till he died in about 10 years ago. Yeah. And now my son lives there, and now he got it legal. He finally got together with the landlord, and it's legal to live in Lopes. Mm-hmm. At that time, for a long time, you couldn't live in lofts legally. And then there was something called AIR, Artisan
right.
Residence. And I remember Edwin had to pretend to be a painter, and he had to make some paintings, and then the inspector came. And because you couldn't have a loft as a writer, as a poet, because they don't need a lot of space,
yes.
You know, they just need a table and a typewriter. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that. Poets have to walk up and down, and they can't just sit there.
Well, you must
and write poems.
You must have been among.
So you had to be a painter or a sculptor or something to mm-hmm. be allowed to live in the loft.
You must have been among the first loft dwellers in the city.
Sort of.
In advance.
But then there was de Kooning, who lived right next door. Mm-hmm. He was already a loft dweller when we came.
Was he in the same building or?
He next door. In the very similar building,
mm-hmm.
And actually. Before that, he had lived in our building, in the loft, but downstairs there had been a bakery, and he couldn't bear the smell of bread, at night, in the early morning, the smell of baking bread. So he moved next door, and by the time we got there, the bakery had disappeared,
mm-hmm.
wasn't there anymore.
So,
And then he moved to the next block, to 22nd Street, and he was there for a long time, and we still used to see him a great deal.
You describe in your book the loft that he lived in when he and Elaine began to live together, and
yes.
He built a room within the loft?
Yes, yes, he made a room, I think even with the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
sort of a more cozy bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and painted a beautiful light pink, and he made his own bed and everything, his own plumbing. And he helped us with the plumbing too. You know, we had to put in a shower, so he didn't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm. When did he do the portrait of you?
Well, that was around then. That was